Blog Talk Radio.
Toronto. Like the Wizards was
Like, everybody won.
Okay. So there was no surprises.
None.
I saw this shot by...
Golden State and then won. Yeah, it was pretty easy. Everybody throughout the playoffs, if you really look at it, like, everybody who's supposed to win are winning. Like, it might be close games a little bit, but it's set up to be Washington versus Atlanta, Bulls versus Cleveland. Whoever wins between Bulls versus Cleveland is going to go to the finals.
Now, let's talk about that. Bulls,
you're off the bridge. So you
I'm off the bridge, though. I'm off the bridge, though. Right. But I'm still.
Nope. You wasn't with us. And you've been missing good roles. Not bad roles.
I saw the last game.
You didn't see the first.
I didn't see the first two.
He was getting off the first game. Going off.
Like, he went off the last game.
We got to see it again. Like, I don't know. Rose was all right. Like, he had like 25 and 9, 25 and 8.
Yeah, but I saw the last game. He had 34.
Yeah, and 8.
Right.
And the game before that, he had 15, 9, and 7 rebounds.
I've seen Rose. I'm still leery of that jumper.
He been whacking
it. But he's whacking it now.
I mean, he's not playing scared.
Mm-mm.
And
he ain't worried about that beat, I'll tell you that.
It's kind of shifted to him and Jimmy Butler thing.
Yeah.
Kyle Gasol had a career night against Boston in the season. But they not really going to him that much. In a playoff, Jimmy Butler and Rose doing it. We got to call him. Let's check it out.
Gentlemen, how you doing? What's going on, bro?
What's up, buddy? What's going on,
not
man?
Not much, you know. Well, I went over my YouTube video. I said that my car was 12-4. I'm going to take a rubber run at your Chicago bastards. I say you guys are going to go 4-12, and you're going to want to draft the shotgun, Mr. Indiana Jones out of the Ohio State. I think you're going to go 4-12, and you're going to somehow prosecute yourself up to trade up for the shotgun, and Krabby Cutler is going to leave with a bag full of money. So, you know, your bitches, your pumpkin ball team, Jordan's not coming out of retirement to make you guys win. Rose, the little pussy boy, won't get her done. So, but 4-12 for Chicago, I'm going to take a run at your team on my YouTube account. So, terrorize you and Zane B. So, 4-12 for you guys. The Pittsburgh Blackhawks will take care tonight in the Windy City of organized crime. No one cares about the cockroaches at the moment. They're up there, but no one's going to care here in about 2 months when you guys collapse. All you're going to have is the Blackhawks in that town. Your thoughts?
You say we going to get Marcus Mariota, the Bears?
No. Next year, you're going to go after Cardale Jones. The Ohio State. We call him Indiana Jones in our podcast. Shotgun. You want that guy. That guy is what the food seller could be. He's got all the skills. That guy's got a rocket. If he plays, which he should play for the Ohio State, he won the championship. He is the guy you want. That guy is built like Elway. He reminds you of the Williams guy who played with the Tampa Bay Tampons. That guy, from what I've seen so far, go watch the latest video. This guy's just built. He's huge. That guy is going to kick some ass. I tell you.
He came out this year. He went back to school,
right.
But it was like.
Right.
Yeah, he's good.
I think he's a guy you want. Jameson Winston is obviously the best guy. I just don't trust his self-control. Now he's saying that he was hooked up for it. So what are you lying then? You lie now. If I'm NCAA, then go after the Forest State, felons. Jumbo is probably pissed off after he apologized. I don't trust the guy, Steele. I know it's minor, but now you're going to be have the keys to the Tampa Bay Tampons. Here's my thought process. Just like with Ray Rice, I have a feeling something's going to happen. If something's going to come out against him on Monday or Tuesday from TMZ, it's going to spook the Tampa Bay Tampons. Up comes the Philadelphia, the City of Barley Shove. They come up and they scoop up Mariota, the Tarzan. So I don't know. I think Mariota could drop you guys. We'll see. I don't know. That's my whole point. You know, he's the best. I just don't trust him. Now you're going to give him all the money to the keys to your facility. I don't trust him. I don't trust guys that have no self-control with a lot of money. You look at many guys who have come through the National Pumpkin Ball or baseball with no self-control, bad things happen. And I'd love to be wrong. I'd love the guy to be too immature for me to be a professional football player. So I just don't trust this guy. And, you know, the alleged rape, the BB gun fight, all the other crap. It just shows his insecurities and I just think the guy is I was listening to Tuna the other day and on For the Curse. I agree. He won't be able to get away from the pass rush. He's not very fast. So if he has a bad offensive line, he's gonna be on his back like Troy Aikman was his first year 1-15. So he's a prototype. He can't run away like he did in college. He won't be able to do it.
I think he's gonna do just fine, actually.
I hope so.
I question him and his money too. I worry about that too.
You know how it is. Just like if one of you guys were my friend or something, you're an alcoholic, and I get you a job at my bar. Oh, I'm okay. All of a sudden, you're downstairs drinking a bottle of blackberry brandy. You know, you give money with these guys, no self control, bad things happen. That's what always happens in pumpkin ball. I don't care what sport it is. If he surrounds himself, somebody outside his ring, somebody that looks up for his best interest, and say, listen, it's like Dez the Disease. When he gets his next contract, just like remember Randy Moss behaved himself. And as soon as Chris Carr left, what happened? Started running over meter maids, and he was a dink. And, you know, he'll say what he has to say and do what he has to do. But now he's saying he got hooked up for the crab legs. So which one is it? Are you lying now or lying then? It just shows a character flaw getting there too well. If you're going to lie, continue to do the right lie. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, but doesn't that go the same for Johnny Manziel?
I totally agree with you on that. And I'm going to tell you why I didn't like Johnny Manziel, because when he walked across the stage last year, what did he do? Money fingers. Who did you draft? Johnny Manziel or money fingers? That's when he did that. I'm going to do a live podcast YouTube video. I'll be live on Google Hangout. And when he walked across that, I said, that's a bad sign. As soon as he did money fingers, he came in as a character. They didn't draft Johnny Manziel. They drafted Johnny Football. No, I don't care the color skin are. You represent that laundry best. You represent the shield that me and you cheer for. All right. I don't care what the color of your skin, where you're at. I don't care where you put your crank at. When you're playing for the National Family, you'll act as such a professional. Look at Tim Duncan, pumpkin ball. He's turning what 39, still playing, still respectful. You ever hear anything about Tim Duncan? No, because he respects the NBA. He respects what's made him lots of money. He stayed till he was senior. He's been married to the same woman. You don't hear him getting in gangster fights with gunfights. He goes home to his wife and kids. I mean, he's the kind of guy that will shake his hand and go, hey, thanks a lot for actually being a gentleman in the pumpkin ball. He plays, gets it done. I'd take him. It's idiotic. I don't wear names back of jerseys. I told you that before. I'm not that person. I wear only numbers. Okay? That's all there is to it. I cheer for the Laundry Basket, my Dallas Cowgirls, and I like to talk about all the teams. There's very few podcasts out there that talk about open-minded like you do or like I do or Zane B. There's so many fantasy football. There's other crap out there, and I don't hate the guy. I'd love to see Jameson play till he's 40, and it'd be sweet and be on the Hall of Fame. But I had a feeling bad things. You plan, God laughs. I had a feeling bad things are gonna happen to this guy because the wrong guy's gonna get around him and bad things are gonna happen. He's gonna get all his homies in under his. You hear it all the time. These guys sell us money, and they look like idiots. Look at Crybaby Cutler. They gave money to the guy. He just doesn't really care. He's a gifted athlete, doesn't care. He doesn't get in trouble, but he just doesn't care. He's not a leader. I mean, like I said, you say Chicago Bears. Who do you say? You should say Cutler. You really don't say a name anymore. There's really no clear-cut leader on offense or defense.
When it comes to Cutler, I'm not talking about Cutler anymore. It's all over. He's the starting quarterback. We're going to go forward.
Yeah.
I believe that the Bears are going to do well. We got the defense is pumped up. It's been beefed up. They talked to Cutler, obviously. He gets it. Because if he did, I don't think they would have said he was going to be the starting quarterback if they didn't believe that he
really
was.
That he's going to
well,
be the starting quarterback.
The reason why they're paying him, they're paying him, that's why. You can have all the defense you want. They're going to get tired every single time they got to be out there. You got to be able to slow walk that defense. He does. I get that, sir. I get that. And I'm not trying to rip and kick you when you're down, but he's just proved that apathetic look on his face. You guys had the best offensive weapons around him. And what you guys do, you missed. If I'm a Cowboys fan, I'd love to be in the top 20, in the high 20s every single year like Tea Partiers are. I have no problem. because that's what you get guys later on in the draft. You build through free agency and you reload in late in your draft. Okay, I get first rounders, and unless they can start right away, I really don't care. Denny Green in town here was Vikings was real good at the best person on the board. Okay, you can't fall in love with the guys. You gotta draft for what you need, not what you want. A lot of things we want.
Okay, so
rate the
free agency. Rate our free agency moves. What do you think? Where you put it?
Who did you guys get? I don't really know, but did you guys get anybody substantial?
Pernell McPhee.
Who'd you get?
From Baltimore. They outside linebacker. He all right. We got a new center.
Here's the whole thing. Time will tell, but
okay,
the one thing I like about Green Bay Packers, they re-signed their free agents, which is a good thing. So you don't have to retrain these guys. Green Bay did that. They quietly, the Green Bay Penis Packers did. They re-signed. That's a good sign, okay? That you re-sign your guys, just like New England. You know what Belichick's doing right now? Look at Revis. You play for this or go back to Jets. What do? Revis is, Belichick's like this. We have the Baymaker. You want to play for us and win a ring? This is where you want to have stature, go to the Jets, go to the Giants, wherever. I don't – Belichick is what it is, but he's the kind of guy, here's what you want to play for. If you want a ring, if you want to come, if you want to live, come with me, as the movie says. You know what I'm saying? That's what you want in an organization. It's a team game. It's not golf. It's not sissy ball. It's not tiddlywinks or tennis or chess. It's the National Film League, and you got to start – have all the weapons. And I just – in Cutler, it's – I'm sorry, it's – you can fear-monger yourself. You can brainwash yourself on this guy. He's just a punk. He doesn't care. Look at the look in his eyes. He doesn't care. I'm sorry. He got paid. He's stealing money. The choices got made by the owners. He sucks. He's got all the ability in the world to be this. He could have took a Super Bowl easily, but he won't. No matter where you put him, he fails, no matter what.
That remains to be seen. I think we're
going to go down as
the
biggest waste. You're not going to go. You're going to go 4-12, and you're going to want to go 4-12 because you want the guy from the Ohio State. Book that and trust me on that. 4-12. I'm taking a verbal run on my NFL podcast. I'm going to take a verbal run after I'm doing a mock draft on Wednesday. But I'm going to take a verbal shot at your Chicago Bears on my NFL podcast. I'm going to go through your. I'm going to terrorize you and Zane B Sports and Bear Fan Ron. And I'm going to terrorize you guys. You're going 4-12. What?
What time is your podcast?
Well, my NFL podcast that I have, I think you follow that one. That's going to be on Wednesday at 11 or 10:30, something like that. But my speculation sports, my real one, that is going to be live on my YouTube account, my Google. I'll be live. And also be on Talk Shoot. I'll be on speculation sports. They'll be live as the draft happens. I'll be live doing a show. That is Wednesday night at 7 o'clock our time, your time, our time.
All right.
So that's going to be Thursday. I'll be live on my YouTube account, Google account. You can call in the show. You can talk about it. Me and Ted are talking ahead. I'm going to do a live show on Blog Talk with Internet and Talk Shoe, and we're going to be live on Google Hangout. So that's a YouTube. You guys can have your own show on Google Hangout, like your own little TV show, Part of the Interruption, on Google. Then it goes right to YouTube account, so. It's free.
All right.
So, gentlemen, go Bears, go Blackhawks, go Bulls, cockroaches and white trash. You guys, it's a pleasure. I'll tweet your show when I get back. Have a good day, guys. Ciao for the great state of Minnesota.
Hey, you too, man. Hey, good talking to you, bro.
4-12,
man. We got to go right back
into that. Right. 4-12,
no.
We're not going 4-12.
Everybody get hurt.
Yeah, I see. Now, I saw like 8 wins, 9 wins.
9 wins?
8, really. 8, like it's
we going 8-8?
I mean,
depending on this draft, though.
It is a lot depending on the draft.
Yeah.
But.
As it stands, you say 8 wins, only 8 wins, at 10, they go 10-6.
It's like, okay, the first game we play is at Gray Bay. We play Gray Bay at Isle. That's a home opener. If I just go biased.
Right.
I'm biased. You can count it with me. And I almost try to get mad at me when I say this. I'm just saying, like, if I just look at it from pure, I'm looking at it as if I got a seat, I'm going to count it as a loss. If I look at it, just know we're going to win. One, I know is our quarterback better than theirs.
All right.
That's the first thing I look at. So, the slacker.
Hold on. All right. Wait a minute. You know what? Before you do that, let's go to a little break. Then we'll come back.
All right. We can do that.
Hey, Sports Reality Radio, All Sports Power Hour. We're going to a break. Be right back. Reality Radio, the All Sports Power Hour. Call in 347-838-8449 and 347-838-8449. We're about to hit you with our predictions for the Bears.
We're going to get back to basketball.
Oh, yeah, we got a lot to talk about.
All right, so you go off of who's the better quarterback, but okay, I'm going to just say it. Count how many wins you see.
So tell me this. All right, go ahead.
Green Bay at our house.
Win.
A loss.
All right.
Two more losses. That's one. Cardinals. At our house.
Win.
We go to the Seahawks.
We lose.
That's a loss. The Raiders.
We win
that one. Kansas City.
We win.
At Kansas City.
We win.
That's a loss. Lions, I say we can split the Lions.
Win that.
Okay, so we win that. We beat the Vikings. We're going to beat the Vikings.
Sure.
I know. Okay. We always beat the Vikings.
Okay.
We like how the Slackers is of us with the Vikings.
All right, well,
we beat the Vikings.
That's six. I got a 6-1 right now. 3-3. I got a 6-1.
At the Chargers.
Is Phillip Rivers going to be there?
Week 9.
Is Phillip Rivers going to be there?
I'm going to count that as a win.
Are you counting Phillip Rivers being there?
I don't know. I'm not even looking at that.
All right, well, you going to count that as a win?
We're going to win that.
I think we're going to win
gonna
that.
We're going to beat
7-1.
The Rams.
So now I'm at 7-1.
We're going to beat the Rams. We're going to lose to the Broncos. We're going to lose to the Packers. We're going to beat the 49ers. We're going to beat Washington. We're going to beat the Vikings. We're going to beat the Bucks. We're going to lose to the Lions. I got to go with 10-6.
You said 8-8. I said 10-6.
You said 10-6?
Yeah. Yeah, I did. So you got to throw it. You said 8-8.
You know why, though? It's like
we might even go 11-5.
Lose to Green Bay.
We're going to lose one to Green Bay, probably.
We lose to Seattle.
And I'm going to say, though, explain why we're going to lose to the Cardinals.
We're going to lose to Seattle. We're going to be at Seattle.
We're going to lose to Seattle, right.
Because we at Seattle.
Right.
It's depending on how it is, but we're going to be running a new offense and everything. That's a hard place to play. We can beat the Raiders. The Chiefs, at the Chiefs, that's hard to play at. They almost like the Seahawks.
It depends if Phillip Rivers is going to be there. The Chiefs, are you going to the Chiefs? You said we lose to the Chiefs?
Well, see, like, I said we were going to split with the Lions.
No, did you say we're going to lose to the Chiefs?
Yeah, we're going to lose to the Chiefs.
How are we going to lose to the Chiefs?
They, like, it depends on how our defense is and their quarterback. Like, how they quarterback play for them. They, like, no turnovers, big plays, got good special teams, got a great pass rush.
Dude, I'll give you losing to the Chargers, but I'm not going to give you losing to the Chiefs.
Andy Reid got a team over there. Don't sleep on the Chiefs. That's because we don't see them on TV a lot, and we don't know about them.
I know about them.
We're not really beating too many AFC teams.
Are they going to have an offense this year?
They had an offense last year.
They had an offense. All they did was throw the ball. They didn't throw no touchdowns.
That's what they do.
They didn't throw no touchdowns.
What was their record?
I've never seen a team not throw no touchdowns.
What was their record?
They had a good record, almost made the playoffs.
Exactly.
But they didn't throw no touchdowns.
Well, you know Andy Reid ain't going to keep doing that. You know how to coach. I mean, I'm just saying, like, if I got to – we lose it to the Chiefs.
They didn't throw no touchdowns.
Their defense is stellar.
And our defense is going to be stellar.
You don't know that.
We don't know that. You're right.
But they don't turn the ball over either.
That's fast.
That's huge. We do at an alarming rate.
We have.
We will.
We might not. We're going to do better.
There you go again on that bandwagon.
I'm on that bandwagon. I'm on that bridge.
Hey, that's you. You see the Bulls dominating, but you're not on them. You see color.
No, I'm getting on. I'm walking sweet towards the bridge.
You see.
I'm walking towards the bridge.
You color being weak, and you stay with him.
Yeah, I have to. I'm loyal.
But you're not loyal to the Bulls.
I ain't loyal to the Bulls.
No, you say I want them to win.
But I want them to win.
No, you don't believe
I don't want
it,
my feelings hurt.
What I'm going to tell you right this now, Jay Cutler will hurt your feelings way faster than the Bulls. At least you got 82 days of being happy somewhere up and down the line. Jay Cutler will give you a good 2-3 game when you want to just don't do nothing that whole week.
You might.
How it is with the
Bulls. Yeah. But it wasn't all him. That's what I'm saying.
I don't want to see sports center. I don't want to look at sports. I don't want to see nothing thrown and nobody in catching.
But it wasn't all him. I keep telling you that. And I keep telling y'all that.
28 turnovers by himself. 18 interceptions. 10 fumbles.
All of interceptions wasn't his fault.
18 interceptions and 10 fumbles. If you was to tell me coming into the league, coming into the season, like, well, I'm going to get 28 turnovers from me by myself. And you're preaching ball security. You're going to look at me like, how you going to get 28? Like, you ain't going to never get 28. Once you see I get 28, you're going to want to make some change. And you're not going to rely on me like, the only way Jay Cutler can do good this year is if they run the ball way more than they throw it. That's what they did with Tony Romo. That's why he had a good season. They didn't give him enough chances to make mistakes. Jay Cutler does not follow the playbook.
No, he doesn't.
And Cromer said it. Like, I tell you, I'm telling you,
yeah,
every single thing that's doing this play, he's still doing
right
something else. Like,
yeah,
I can't go out there and put my arm on your arm and throw it. Like, no. Stop there looking dude right here and throw it here.
Right.
If this happens, this happens, go here.
Right.
Now, if this happens, this happens, I'm going to look for Brandon Marshall.
Right.
You know, it's made for that, this leak out.
Exactly.
Follow this. Okay,
right.
You know what? Run the ball.
Right.
But I don't want to run the ball.
Right.
But I don't want to get out. For real. Like, it's
right.
Kind of like, it's like you hold
it's
it back. Like,
I agree.
The thing he said 4-12 for us is because he looking at color going to mess something up. If the Bears didn't have color on our team, call in 347-838-8449. If we didn't have color, we would have so much opportunity. It would feel like we're building moving forward. But it seems like every move that we do, you see him looking like, ah, what's this dude, man? Like Buddy in Milwaukee. I don't know if you've seen that. You did, because you sent me a picture. Like, but you still got color.
Right.
Due to the crowd, like, it's for real like that. Like, you don't even feel like you actually progressing because you still got one that what she going to do. And like Buddy said, like, we got the best weapons around in the league.
You put any quarterback in that situation,
listen,
they shine.
Listen, Fox said, I mean, look at the quarterback Fox had. Jake DeLong.
Team player. Leader.
Tebow.
Team player. Leader.
And Peyton Manning.
Team player. Leader. Jay Cutler, oh, my God. He is the total opposite. You can't even say leader and stuff. And it ain't no thing because he's the most hated player in sports. Probably he number one. I think number two is like A-Rod. I promise you, who's in four?
I know.
And you know, when you don't get, like, people don't like you, I mean, the ref's not going to call, like, favorable calls for you.
Sure.
Players not going to try to fight as hard for you.
Sure.
Like, the crowd not really into it, give you that energy with
you. Sure.
Like, and he's the type of dude who's like, I don't care.
Yeah.
Gonna go home to my reality star girlfriend.
Yeah.
But I knew Shorty and kicking the Tennessee and pitch. I don't care what y'all say.
You're right.
Because I can get away from all of y'all.
You're right.
When your leader and your quarterback is supposed to be like, no, we in this together.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
So that's a good reason, like,
now that's a good explanation.
It's hard to really.
You're right. That's a very good explanation of that.
Unless somehow he just, it is not
that's
hard.
That's why it really is.
That's why he keep getting chances, because it's not hard. You got everything, bro. You can run. That dumb. You got the best arm in the league. You got touch. You can do that. You just won't listen.
It was because of Brandon Marshall.
It's not Brandon Marshall. He had Brandon Marshall. He was still doing
good. He was doing good.
He was still throwing interceptions.
Yeah, he threw some, but he was doing better.
Man, you got to make him like.
And his name was Earl Bennett. He was throwing to Earl Bennett.
And he was always
he was throwing to Johnny Knox.
And he didn't like Johnny Knox because Johnny Knox wouldn't finish his route. Stop on his route. Do this. Like, I need bigger players. Well, we're going to go get you Brandon Marshall. That's your best friend. You should go on.
Oh, he did go off. They went off.
Yeah, because he listened. Everybody's job was on the line. He didn't know if he was going to be there. It's a dude behind him. People really like him. Everything. New coach. Everything was like everybody trying their hardest to do it.
Then here comes Trustin.
Nope, not even that. Like, yeah, he did kind of because he threw a lot. But I'm saying, like, everything was made for him to be cool.
Man, Cutler just set. He got to. Set every record.
Rest the second year.
He did.
Where you supposed to be looking like? You
but it was there. Yeah, he did.
You thinking?
Him and Brandon Marshall.
Okay.
It was him and Brandon Marshall.
You think Aaron Rodgers getting worse with Randall Cobb?
No.
Getting better. Him and Jordy Nelson. You think Teddy
Bridgewater? That's because.
Bridgewater gonna be worse this
that's
year.
That's because Rodgers commands. On that
team. And Stafford not having more of a bond.
Yeah.
And give him one more dude. It's like, oh, my God, they looking like they going for it.
I think Alshon Jeffries and Cutler is going to have a bond now. Who else he going to throw to?
I don't see it.
So who he going to throw to?
I'm not saying he's not going to throw to him at all. I'm saying as far as like.
I think Alshon Jeffries is about to have an all-star year.
He had one last year, but.
He's about to have a better one this year. There's no Brandon Marshall.
It's still coming.
There's no pressure.
Now, Brandon Marshall was the one who told the Bears, y'all going to be sorry giving him all this money for these years. Oh, my God, he's the poison in the locker room. Get him out, like. And he's the one who, everywhere he go, he produced. And then the Bears come back and say, it's not because of the locker room. It's because of financial reasons. That's why they let him go. You already know.
I think the marriage was broken.
So you get rid of it. It's only Cutler got so
much. Like, I love Brandon Marshall. Brandon Marshall's dope. I mean, he's dope, man. Dope as hell. Very great receiver. I appreciate everything he did. But I think the marriage was broken.
So
and it just screwed up. And it just screwed up.
The whole
chemistry.
For the one who would cheat on you.
Because who's getting the most money?
Cutler.
Right, so who's going to, if you can't get rid of Cutler.
You're keeping them for all the wrong reasons.
Well, I mean, hey.
Nah,
it ain't like he's a terrible quarterback.
Who?
Cutler.
He is.
He ain't. He's just
he
a
is.
Terrible leader, everybody says. Everybody says he's just a terrible leader.
Come on, man.
You know, he throws touchdowns.
That's like having a running back that always fumble, a cold receiver that got the drop seat. The quarterback is slow. The defensive end has no pass rush move.
So we got a quarterback with no leadership.
That's huge.
Well, I mean, hey.
That's like a point guard with no handle.
Well, you know what, buddy? This is his last year probably, so I'm just willing to see.
That's all I can say.
Nah, I'm still rolling with it.
You like color. Don't say you like the Bears. You like color.
I like the Bears.
I'm telling what you.
All right. That's true. That's true. How about them Cubs? How about them Cubs? Here comes the Cubs. How about them Cubs?
Wherever you go. So you're going to be moving to Tennessee.
All right.
Or you like it there?
I might. Actually, I mean, I would rather him go to New York.
You want
to
go cut?
Because then I'd move to New York. And then I'd.
The Jets? Remember, Buddy said he would take color in New Jersey.
Oh, yeah?
When he was on our show.
Oh, so then, all right. Well, I'm moving to New York then.
We want Sheldon Rich.
Kids, we're packing up. We're moving to New York. Jersey. No? I'm going to New York. I just.
But it's the New York Jets. But they're in New Jersey.
They're in New Jersey, yeah. He go play in Buffalo. Yeah. How about them Cubs? How about them Cubs? You see them Cubs? Here comes them Cubs. How about them Cubs? You see them Cubs? Here come them Cubs. You know them Cubs. Y'all can have that, but you got to pay me.
Yeah. Ain't going on. Is Bryant what he... What you thought he was, Thursday?
Yeah. Yeah.
And they won 11 innings. What's they working, like 9-7?
Take some, hold up. Yeah. 9-7. 9-7. Killer, come back.
Come back here.
Come back here. Loving it. Loving it. But the White Sox, they try to do a little something. White Sox trying to do a little something. So let's check out this this hit. Now, I got the averages before last night, right? You said Bryant
is yeah.
batting 360. Nice.
That's pretty good. We beat the Reds.
I love that. I love that. Because I hate the Reds. I hate the Reds. In fact, like, I hate the Reds almost
why
more than I hate the Cardinals.
Because the Cardinals
now, the Cardinals is like a natural rival. But the Reds is like was always to me a thorn. A thorn in the side. So now we're beating the Cardinals.
Oh, we're beating them.
And we're beating the Reds.
Who is our best player to you?
And we beating the Pirates. Huh?
Don Lester?
No. Lester's struggling.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now.
Yeah. Lester's struggling. I don't know what's wrong with him like that. Maybe when he get hot, it'll start up. But right now he's struggling, man. But anybody hitting up, like I said, Bryant, 360. Then the foyer. 357.
How many guys were in play? Like three?
Yeah. Seven? Yeah.
Hey, baseball is playing game. Boy, like he just got caught up like 5 days ago.
Play seven guys.
That's huge.
They got no home runs yet, though.
He had a couple of RBIs to help us win.
He got seven RBIs.
Good for 5 games.
Yeah. I mean, it's like every time somebody on base and he come up, he's going to knock him in. Yeah. Castro got 11 RBIs.
We called up somebody else, too.
Andrew.
How you doing?
I don't know. Russell. Not Andrew. Russell. Anderson Russell. big game. He got at a 13 at that. He ain't doing too well.
I don't even see him.
He ain't doing too well. He only batting 154.
Boy, he had 4 at bats, 1 run, 2 hits.
Last night.
See?
See?
He had the most hits.
Now, the home runs was kind of staggering. We had Castro.
Rizzo had 3 home runs.
Rizzo had 3 home runs?
No, he had 3 hits.
Oh.
He said Rizzo had 3 home runs.
Right. Right. But the,
yeah. Rizzo had 2.
2 home runs?
Yeah.
That's what's up.
Kohan had 3.
Who?
Kohan?
Yeah.
He had 3.
3 home runs?
Kohagley. Every Rizzo had 2.
Oh, that's what's up. That's what's up. See? See? How about some cut?
Wait.
What did you say? What did you say about the Cubs when I was talking about the Cubs?
They sucked.
Right.
They were weak.
Right.
But I said I wanted them to do good.
Did you say that?
Yeah, because I was wanting them to be like the Red Sox. And we got to do it for the Red Sox.
I don't know. Call in 347-838-8449. You stop. Fan, call in. Matt, let's talk about it. Y'all want to talk about it? Let's talk about it.
What's the soccer do?
They suck.
That's it.
Still the Rams.
Yeah, we don't be hearing about the soccer too much.
Nope.
They just got into that huge fight.
Now that is the highlight of the soccer year.
Buddy was thinking, hey,
buddy,
like, y'all,
right? Just do what he feel like. Right, right. That's the
highlight of the
stock. You got it. The fitness thinking. It is. Sabarja. I heard it was all over somebody saying F you.
They was hitting players, I think.
Yeah. It was all over somebody saying F you. See, the Sox fans called in.
You say we call me at Cubs Players 347-838-8449.
Yeah, especially y'all.
I don't see no Cubs fan.
Alright, that's fair. So, the Bulls,
Derrick Rose, everyone's asking, is he back? I don't know if it's about him being back, it's more him fitting in with the team and doing whatever we need him to do. Was bring us that trophy. And he's starting to facilitate it the way he should be, but he has help.
Yeah.
Jimmy Butler trying to, he taking shots for him. And everybody else, like how Snell was hit for. Okay.
The matchup.
This is Milwaukee.
Let's go straight to the matchup. Cleveland and the Bulls.
We need to hold down Miles though.
That's what I said. I said that too.
Yeah.
I said it's J.R. Smith.
Yeah.
Yep.
And like LeBron gonna be LeBron, but we can't let
Jimmy Butler or LeBron.
Whoever's weak right now, we gotta keep them weak. So Kevin Love is gonna take it's because Buddy the pitcher looked at him.
Yeah, what was that all about?
Stared him down. He caught the ball right there.
So he got bad?
And he said something to him when he was running to the face.
Right, he said F you.
The replay of the fight.
He said F you.
Right there.
Right. That's what he said.
Talking to the starting dude.
Right. He said F you.
So the scrum starts to happen. You're going to see the people coming from across the field, like 11 people running.
Right, right. It is.
That's going to go down. Now you got to look to your right.
That's it.
Look to your right. All right, it's a big scrum. Everybody going, I know everybody out there has seen this a million times. But
it's actually my first time seeing it.
Right. You've been out of town.
Right. That's Sparza.
It's going to go down. Watch from him up left. It's going to be something he's going to be running
left. It looks like this car right now.
No, it's going to go down.
There it is. Look. There it is. Come on. Hey, rewind that. Rewind that. Rewind.
It's all about the swing.
Oh.
So you have a lot of huffing and pushing back and let me go.
Right.
Hold me back to let me go.
Yeah.
A lot of that going on.
Oh, that's what's up.
But they fighting over there.
Yeah.
They get down in that crowd.
Yeah.
So it's like.
Oh, look at that. Look at that.
They was like, they like the spot. They like 11-3, 11-4, Kansas City.
Yeah. It's a new rivalry.
They like the Bad Boys. They show fights.
It's a new rivalry.
But Stephen A. Smith was saying how that they say he thinks they managers don't know how to control them.
Kansas City?
Yeah. Like he don't have no control over what they be doing.
Right.
Like you can't, like it's cool to get into it, but as far as fighting and me and everybody talking about pitches, a pitcher swinging, like what happened if you hurt an elbow or a hand or a shoulder?
Right. That's
you
true.
Know how much. Like, that's the last thing you need to be doing out there is fighting.
So is this the first fight they've been in?
I think it's like they keep doing stuff. I don't think so. I think it's like the third or fourth time they got into it with somebody.
All right.
Like, tell him, like, doing something to a player, and then tell him, like, come on, let's fight. Like, what are you doing? Look at Buddy. He all roughed up like he coming off the club and stuff. You ever been to the club and you see him go down in the club?
That's it. Okay, okay. Now, you know what? Chris Rock said something about.
Like the baseball?
Yeah.
Somebody would have got shot.
Now, is this about. No, is this now.
Was that a home game? Man, I
don't. Yeah. Yeah.
That's
yeah.
Well, they were supposed to get beat up just after. Yeah, but that's like, ain't nobody looking at the game. So we don't know to go right into the stadium.
What are we going to wrap the stadium for?
Because they jumped our players, died off, just left.
No.
City of Organized Crime.
Chi-Rat, the movie. What do you think about that?
The movie?
Yeah.
They exploited Chicago.
Let's talk about that.
They couldn't make a movie about it. They let this happen, and now they're trying to make a movie.
I think they should.
I don't.
I think they should call it Chi-Rat.
I don't.
Why?
Because it's going to bring attention that we think we want to us that. Gonna really be. I'm not gonna get into that. This is a sports show.
All right.
I wouldn't agree with that. I don't want no movie about it.
I agree with it because I want the attention. I think it's gonna be positive.
No, then I'll be like Damon Dash. Why you gonna show the good that people do?
They gonna show the good.
No, they gonna show the bad. That's what people.
No, they not. It ain't gonna be. It ain't gonna be.
To see the
it's
bad.
Gonna be more good than
people
bad.
Want
no, I think it's going to be more good than that.
Then why call it Chi-Rat?
Because that's what that brings you into it.
Right. So you're misleading the people.
No, you're not misleading
you
the people.
Just talking
you
about
say you're kind of saying it's sad that this
don't
city
glorify
calls itself
it.
Chi-Rat.
Don't glorify that.
He's not. I don't think he is.
I don't want that.
I understand. I understand your point of view.
3-4-7-8-3-8-4-4-10.
I understand your point of view. I think you should do it. And it could be a positive thing for kids that's playing sports.
I don't think so. I don't think anything.
Because it's positive in these neighborhoods that he's talking about.
We need.
It's positive. And I think he is.
Who is he? Who is the network?
Spike Lee.
He don't come on. No, he ain't even from here.
Spike Lee is making
a
movie.
No way. That's whack. No. He's not even from here.
What do you mean? He don't have to be from here.
Yeah, you do.
No, you don't.
Yeah, you do. Yes, you do. You don't know. Just like this fight right here. You don't. If you're not from here and here every day, he said you do not understand at all. You don't understand the fears, the cautions, the what to do.
No,
not to
right,
do.
Right, yeah.
Like, so from afar, it's just looking like you're crazy. Like, no, everything in Chicago, it'd be not trying to say anything right. It'd be a lot of stray bullets and things like that. But everybody in Chicago pretty much know when something happens, it's over. It's never just
right.
Isn't that crazy? Like,
right.
I'm just picking you out of anybody and just doing this to you and like,
exactly.
I'm pretty sure you knew where you was at.
Exactly.
You knew what was the consequence. I'm not saying that it's supposed to be like that, but you being here and living here, you know.
Right.
You're supposed to be out there that late right there doing what?
Right.
For what? Boy, if you don't go to sleep.
Right. Right.
Cigarette,
exactly.
Like anything like you
exactly.
want to do this again, like you already know.
Exactly.
Like,
exactly.
So from another place, they just think, like, it's a lot of things. Like,
exactly.
So for Spike Lee, I would rather have somebody from here do it here. And I'm pretty sure it's somebody just.
That would be
true.
That would be true.
But I don't want that because it's going to be shown as another good to do it.
That's what I don't think it's going to be.
When have they ever did anything? See, you could have made me get into something.
I mean,
so the Bulls home.
Right, okay.
And if we play Cleveland, I got to
watch 50 miles,
y'all.
We got to watch
Love get off.
Kevin Love is going to take the song out of the home.
We got Tony Snell got to be ready.
Tony Snell got to be ready.
Because we need Tony Snell and Jimmy Butler to be like two-way players in those man. In
we
that
do.
Series.
And you know what else we need? We need McDermott's dad to call. Call somebody.
347-838-449 and tell us, did you call the Bulls?
Right. We want to know, did you try to get your son from playing time? Like this is
baseball.
No, high school.
Right.
Eighth grade.
What?
Stuff like that.
It's for real. I have the same question. Why McDermott ain't getting no picks?
Yeah, I don't know.
You can't just be like, well, he getting a game and he looks scary, so I'm not going to play him no more. Like, no, you have to play him.
No, you got
to
play him. Like you did Tony Snell.
Now, really, though, Tom Thibodeau ain't the type to really play with.
So,
like, Nico Mirotic.
Right.
Okay, I'm going to say it like this. Once you mess up, it's hard to come back with Thibodeau.
Mm-hmm.
So when it was first during the season, like, remember, they both came out. But you can see Mirotic wasn't scary. He just wasn't hit. Now, you can see the difference. Like, he wasn't, I got to get physically mature to play with them. I just got to be on some, this and that, Europe, so forth. This is America.
Right, right.
I can hoop.
Right.
This is just a different way of going about it.
Right.
McDermott, like, I'm scared of the spotlight.
Yeah.
Like.
All right, I can agree with that.
You need more practice with us. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
You need to get those jitters out.
I can agree with that.
But you didn't play them. And there'd be so many games. Like, the game, I think it was game two. We was up at, like, 14, 15 with, like, 3-4 minutes left. Like, 3 minutes left. 2 minutes left. But the way the game was going, it didn't look like they was coming back at all. Frank McDermott in. Just let them know how I feel to be out on the court in the playoffs.
I agree.
Just for the next year, like, well, if this is intense, you got to throw into the fire. Next year in the, like, season, is that going to be as hard?
I agree.
Should slap the season. Like, oh, this ain't nothing. I didn't take intensity. You know what I'm saying?
Right. I agree.
Why'd you get him? You traded two players to move up to get him, and he has a game. He just. Unless we're not seeing something, I just
probably,
know.
It's just a thing in practice. It's practice.
He
probably.
Missed time, too. Well, he was getting a little technique. He missed time. But he never, like, Thibodeau don't take players out enough. That's the only thing I don't like. That's how Rose got hurt the first time. Like, we was beating Philadelphia by about 17 with, like, 3 minutes left. Like, why is Rose in the game?
Right.
You can take him out now and just let that lead, even if the lead dwindles. Bring him back in if he gets to 7. But by that time, you should run like a minute or two down.
Right.
Like, he never, he just lets him play through.
Yeah, I don't get that.
And we went back, instead of 14, we went back 25.
Yeah, I don't get that either.
We won.
Unless you're just trying to get Rose some conditioning, I don't know. But
McDermott.
And he could have put McDermott in, though.
His game is big shot.
Hey, what the hell is going on with Rondo?
He don't want to be there.
He don't want to be nowhere.
And his somebody said that he got a different personality.
Yeah, you, don't you see it?
More,
didn't you see it when Kendrick Perkins left the Celtics? That's his boy, right? Did you know that?
Yeah.
That's like, that's his boy.
That's because I think he know he, like, they think of life. They, like.
Kendrick Perkins ain't even really playing the same no more.
He played for Cleveland.
Right, he ain't even really.
They going to use him against us.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Can't get intimidated. It'd be intimidation thing. He sucked, but you ain't going to want to be down there.
That's why we wanted to get Kendrick Perkins.
Yeah.
It's about to go down. Matchups, dude. Matchups.
You can't let the game get bigger than what it is. I don't want the Bulls to get it.
Almost said effing matchup. That's how intense it was about to be.
But you're not even on the bridge. So
I'm on the bridge. No, I'm on the bridge.
The bridge is on the bandwagon. And you're not on it, so.
No. I'm still a Bulls fan. I'm still a Bulls fan.
No, you don't think.
Hey, don't get it twisted.
No, right when we play Cleveland is right where you think we can't win.
No, I'm gonna be the most.
Let's go back.
When we play Cleveland, I'm gonna be the most critical. Why? Why? When we play Cleveland, I'm gonna be the most critical. But Rondo done lost his fucking lost his mind.
He don't want to play for Rick Carlisle. I mean, what's his name? Is that not Rick Carlisle? Is that his name?
Yeah.
And they say he's not coming back if Carlisle come back. I don't feel like that's his name. But I know who I'm talking about. I appreciate everybody out there if y'all look at Dallas. Y'all know who I'm talking about. But he's more of a ball game. I don't know. They always remember Pearson and used to get it to a Rondo. But they were veterans. And they were all Hall of Famers, so it wasn't anything really Rondo could say back to when it really was like. And really,
Rondo's
like,
problem.
And they all hood.
Right.
So ain't nobody like, what, we're jumpy, or that jumpy. But you know what
right.
I'm saying?
Right.
It's real. Like, it's like when you outside around the crib when you're talking to Kevin Garnett, Paul Pierce, and it gets up like, Wayne. Years, playoffs,
right.
Oh man, pass the ball, do this.
Right.
What happened
right.
like that?
So that's what he needs.
Kind of
yeah. I agree. He ain't got that. If he ain't got that around,
I don't think
him and Monte Ellis.
If he don't like it, he'll do what he did. He's one of those type of players. He's not going to be on some team player, like, just politically. That's the only difference, I think, is with him and his attitude. Like, he will get you to kick him out the game.
Hey, we got to get to the draft.
Grant Park?
Yeah, we got to set up Grant somewhere. We got to set up somewhere.
Yeah.
You got to meet me downtown.
It's the free day. It's over the weekend, too.
It's the weekend, too? So we got to hit it Saturday. Saturday, we're going to try to, for the next show, the Power Hour, we're going to try to be downtown somewhere at the draft. So y'all come out and see us. We're going to post it up. If we can pull it off. We're going to post
it off. We're going to pull it off.
We're going to try to pull it off. I'm going to post it. We're going to pull it off, and I'm going to post it. We're going to pull it off. And I'm going to post it. We out of here.
Peace.
Watch Reality Radio. You know what it is. We ain't out. We out now.